You were holding daf nun hei yomer aleph, the top of the Mishnah. Ha noide min ha dogen. Somebody makes an is a neder that he can't eat a dogen. Dogen usually means wheat or the grain that's bunched together. Dogen means idgen, things that are bunched together, you gather it together. So the Mishnah says, also b'pul ha-mitzri. You're not only also with the five type of grains, barley, wheat, oats, but you're even also with pul ha-mitzri, type of a bean of Mitzrayim. Yovish, if it's dried up. If it's dried up, then this type of a bean, they use it to make flour out of it. So they also gather it together. It's called part of dogon. His dogon means any type of a bean that you first gather them together, you make a pile out of them. Like the Ram says, the chivon the midgan shaisim imenu dogon svilal rab meya the dogon mikri. Since out of this you make a pile, so it's also considered a dogon. Diva Rabbi Meya, the chachamim mayim the chachamim say no einoy osor ella bechameshes haminim. No, what's called dogon grain? The famous five types of grain. That's wheat, barley, oats, rye. Yeah, and spelt. Those are the five minate dogon. That's all. Mashaik and pul ha-mitzvah, the type of a bean that's not included in dogon. Rabbi Meir Oimer, ha-noide min ha-tfua. If somebody says it's not going to eat from tfua, tfua pasha means like the wheat that grows off the ground. That's called tfua. Is ainay osa elo mechemesha saminim. Again, here, now again, even Rameya this is. Rameya agrees if you say tfua, so then you only mean to include the five type of grains. You do not mean to include pul ha-mitzri. Pul ha-mitzri is not called a tfua. Tfua means the grains, the five grains. Wheat, barley, that's called tfua. Aval ha-noidim in ha-dogon, but if something makes an is a neder, not eat the dogon, is also bakul, he's also with everything. Umuta v'peris ilon uv'yerek, but he's allowed to eat peris ilon, that's fruits, and uadin uv'yerek, vegetables, that's also mutter. That's not called bechlal dogon. So where it says like this, lememra, you want to tell me, the dogon called the midgin mashma. Dogon, according to Rameya, means anything that you gather together. See, even this pul ha-mitzri is also called dogon. So this is Gemara asks, Moser Rav Yosef, verse of Esther Kasha. The Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, U'kifreitz ha-dover, hirbu b'nei Yisrael, dogon tirosh v'yitzor, for a whole tfuas soda l'roif. That eventually, so the Ran says, Mikru b'divri hayomim, ki b'mei yecheskiyahu, lo'yhoi is reason la'haflis truma samaisros. They were not nizer, they didn't give off truma samaisros. So omad cheskiyahu v'tikin, if cheskiyahu made a new takono, she'eviyu oysom. Beveis Hashem, that they should start bringing truma samaisros. U'ksir, the Pasuk says, u'kfreis ha'dover, that means Sheneschasko, the Gover Takanosa Shechiskiyo, when the Klai Yisrael started to keep Cheskiyo's Takana to bring Truma Samaisris. So it says that Hirbu Hadover, Hirbu Bnei Yisrael, they ate it. So the question is, Viyam, if you want to tell me, Dogon is called the Midgun Mashma, if you want to tell me the word Dogon itself means anything that you gather together, so if so, my Kefreis Hadover Hirbu. What does it mean now when they started to be mechazik to keep the mitzvah of Truma Samaisers? Hirbu, they brought a lot of different things. Mashma Hirbu means they brought more than just Dogon. But according to Rameya, you're telling me, Dogon means everything, like the end of the Mishnah. If you make a neder, mina Dogon, it's also bakil. All type of things are included in Dogon. So what does the Pasuk have to say? They brought from Dogon, and Hirbu, they brought from more things. What else are you adding to? It's all included in the word Dogon. So Marin says, no, Om Rabaya, Lasuya, Peres, Ilan, V'yerek. It means to say there in the Pasuk that they also brought Truma Samaisrois from Peres, Ilan, and from Yerek, even though it's only Midrabanan, but they brought Truma Samaisrois from the fruits of the tree and from the vegetables. So that's like our Mishnah says, if you make a neder, Min Hadogon, it's not included Peres, Ilan, V'yerek. So there the Pasuk in Divrei Yamin means that after they started to bring, they brought from everything, even from Peres Oretz and from Yerek. So so far is no stira. It could be that Dogon itself, Taka, means everything. Kol tfuah sasod v'chlal, anything that grows off the ground, that you collect together, make a pile out of it, it's all v'chlal Dogon. And that's what the Pasuk says, Hirbu, they brought more things, that means Peres, Filon, and Vierik. Rashi says, Shei Noisen Dogen Mehen, out of the fruits, right, so you don't gather together to make one big pile, that's not the way you collect fruits. Who had then vegetables? You don't just throw them together and make one good pile out of it. Right, then the Mishnah says that Ramei Roimer Hanoidim in Atzfua. If you make an itz and neder not to have enjoyment from Tzfua, so then even Ramei says you only also in the Chameshes Mine Dogim, only with the five type of grains. Omer Rav Yechon says like this, Hakel Moidim, everybody agrees, Benoidim in Atzfua. If somebody says he can't have enjoyment from grain, from Tzfua, he's only also with a special five type of grains, the wheat, the barley, the spelt, the rye, and the oats. So Raj Duran says, the Afagad, the tunnel of Mastisim, Beloshin Yochid, Divri Hakoli. Even though our Mishnah only says the Beloshin Yochid, our Mishnah's Mashm only Rav Meir holds like that. So Rav Yochanan is saying, you should know everybody holds like that. Everybody holds that if you make a neder, min hatfua, tfua means special type, the five type of grains. Mor says, Tanya Nami Hochi. We learned like this also, that Shovin, everybody agrees, Benoidim min hatfua. If somebody makes an Issa neder, he's not going to enjoy tfua. Shein osu elam hei haminim. He's only osu with the five special types of grains. That's called tfua. But the Mopshit, of course, like, why not? What's the Havamina? So Mor says, no. Mal de tem, I would have thought, tfua kol mile mashma. Maybe the word tfua means everything. And like the Ran says, Kidim Tagamina, the Targum of Tvur is Alalosa. The Alalosa Mashma Komili. Alalosa is Mashm everything. So maybe the word Tfu includes all type of fruits, all type of foods. Kamashmala no, Tfu only includes the Hei Mine Dogim. That's all. So this the Gemara asked Akasha. Most of Rav Yosef asked Akasha. The same pasuk we had before. The pasuk before said, "Ukifroit Sadover." Here, Bubnei Yisrael. It says at the end that Dogon Tirus V'Yisrael V'Chol Tfua Sada L'Roiv. Mashma, they added on to the Tfua Sada L'Roiv. So Mashma Tfua by itself does not mean everything, but they added on to the Tfua L'Roiv everything. So Chris, they're not like us. We're saying now the word Tfua means everything. So my Rav says Tfua L'Chud and Tfua Sada L'Chud. There the pasuk says, V'chol tfuah sada. Tfuah sada only means the tfuah that grows on the ground. So there they have to say, l'roiv, to mean other things also. But the istam se loshin of tfuah could be in tfuah. The opposite. There the pasuk includes everything. And here we're only saying tfuah means only the heiminim. So we're answering in the pasuk it says, tfuah sada. If it says tfuah sada, then it means anything that grows. Tfuas asada means anything that grows off the ground. Mashenken, if you like in our Mishnah, we only know the minat tfuah, then everybody agrees tfuah only means the hei mine dogen, the five type of grains. That's the terror. So my rabbi, tfuah lechud and tfuas asada lechud. Ba Mar Shmuel, the son of Mar Shmuel, pokid deleisnun tleiser alfe zuze lerova minan alosa. He gave over. His Bar Mashmul's son gave over to Rava $13,000 worth of alalosa to Nahapanya on this no near this river. Now that's what he said he's going to give to him. So Sholcha Rava lekayim with Rabbi Yosef. So Rava asked the question to Rabbi Yosef: Alalosa heichi mikri? What's called alalosa? Like I just heard that your son, Mar Bar Shmuel, is pocket, like he said, the less not he's going to give me $13,000 worth of alalosa. So I want to know, what am I going to collect? What am I going to get? What's called alalosa? Is Omer Rav Yosef said, Masnitsini, that's a Mishnah. That Vishovin, it says in our Mishnah, Vishovin, Benoidim Minatfua, Sheino Selo Mechamesha Saminim. If you make a Issa neder, not to have enjoyment from tfuah, you only mean the five type of grains. And like we'll soon see, the word tfuah means alalosa. So the Chori meant to say, alalosa means the hate, the five type of grains. That's what you're going to get. Omalei Abaya, Abaya said back like Rabbi Yosef. Is that true? Mi domi, is it like one, is it true what you're saying? Tfuah, if you say the word tfuah itself, true, then loy mashme ela mechamesha saminim. It only means the Heiminim. Therefore, you're only asa to eat from the five type of grains, but everything else you mutter. But if you say the word alolosa, alolosa is kol mili mashma. That's what Abaye said, that alolosa means everything. So therefore, the son of the Bray of Mashmu meant to say is giving $13,000 worth of all different types of produce. Anything is called alolosa. The Rashi, the Ran says, the alolosa loshon biya v'yachnosa sushvach. Alolosa means you're going to bring in things into the house and you're going to have a gain by it. Anything they bring in, you'll have a gain on it. So Gemara says, Ahadre l'kaim of the Rava. He went in front of Rava. Omer, he said like this, Hold luck to me, boyly. This I don't have a question. This is not my doubt. The alolosa kol mili mashma. That's true, like you're saying. The word alolosa includes all type of foods. Everything goes into the word alolosa. This is what I have a question. I have a question like this. Schar batim, schar svinos. If you rent out your house and you get rent, or you rent out your boat, your svino, your ship, and you get rent for it, my. Is that also called an income, a gain or not? Mi armina, do I say, kivon de pichson, lava lolosi, since sometimes it gets ruined, whether it means the ship itself gets ruined, or else the Rosh says that sometimes you don't get such good rent. The rent itself also you can't rent it out so well. So you have to sometimes get cheaper rent. So therefore it's not called so much of a gain. I dilma maybe no kivon de layadi pichsayu alolosi, since you can't tell the loss you have. Like even if you rent it out, and you rent it out pretty cheap, but it's not, the Ran says, the Rosh, a nikovahem, psichos haschar. We can't tell so clearly you're not getting a good buy. But lamaisi, you're getting a gain though. Like you have a house, you have an income from the house. The question is, sometimes you're not going to have such a good income. Sometimes you can't get such good rent. But I call upon you do get the rent. So the question is that called alolosa or not? Is alolosa mean something you get like a pure gain? There's no headaches involved? Or maybe no, this schar here, since the rent, sometimes you don't get such good rent, it's not called b'chal alolosa. That was his question. Is Amru Rabbonis, Rabbonin said, Kaimet Rab Yosef, that Amru Rabbonin, Kaimet Rab Yosef, Rabbonin said over now, in front of Rab Yosef, what happened over here? So Amru, he said, V'chi meyachad leitzoruchlon, amai sholachlon. Like, since he doesn't need me, how come he asked me the question? And Nikbet Rab Yosef got angry. In other words, Vice says before they asked the question to Rav Yosef, and he answered, he said one way, and then they asked the question, and Abaye learned differently, and then they went to ask the Rav and said over again. So Mashmah, they ignored what Rav Yosef said. So Rav Yosef got angry, Ikbad Rav Yosef, he felt bad about what happened. In Shama Rava, so Rava heard about this, like that he made Rav Yosef feel bad. Rav Yosef went away feeling bad. So what did Rava do? So Rava felt bad that he made Rav Yosef feel bad. Is we also lekayme b'mayla yomer de kippurei. So Rava went to visit, like to ask mechila from Rabbi Yosef on erev Yom Kippur. Ashkecha, he found him l'shame. He found the servant, the one that was serving Rabbi Yosef. Tevikomozik kayme kisa dechamra. He was about to pour to him wine. At that time, they had very strong wine, and you used to have to mix it first with water. So he was about to dilute the wine to make it drinkable, that Rabbi Yosef would drink his wine. Is Omale, so Rava told him, Havli, leave it for me, give it to me. The Amzig Leyano, let me pour the wine, and I'll give it to Rabbi Yosef. So Yoyevle, the Shamish, let Rava pour the wine, for Kamozik Iyu, and he poured it the right way, the exact proportion way he's supposed to, Kisa the Chamra, made a Geshmak, a good wine, to give to Rabbi Yosef. So he went and he gave it to Rabbi Yosef. Is Kikoshosi, when Rabbi Yosef was drinking the wine, he noticed and said, Omar, Hadein Mizga Damya LeMizga the Rava. Bray the Rabbi Yosef. Like Vice says, Rabbi Yosef didn't see Rava. But just by drinking the wine, he was able to tell that Rava was the one that made this wine. So the Ran says, the Mozig Achat Lasmaya. He had one portion of wine to three portions of water. The Ravu the Yomar, Rava is the one that says in Shabbos, that ko chamru, the leidori ad chat losamai lav chamru. If you don't have one portion to three portions, it's not called wine. So one portion wine, three portions water. So Mela Rava knew how to mix the wine perfectly. So Rabbi Yosef saw that it was Rava. Is Omele, so Rava answered back, who knew you? It's fact true, it's me. So now Rabbi Yosef understood, saw that Rava was by him. So first of all, what he said to him was like this, Omalei. Right away, Rabbi Yosef asked Rava, what's pshan this posik? In this posik. So the Ran says, Niskafen Rabbi Yosef lahazi Rava sheshofer ruach b'yosef. What Rabbi Yosef wanted to do was like to teach Rava to be an onif, not to be a big shot. Like this, Rabbi Yosef felt bad before, that Rava didn't ask him nicely, like it was too much of a big shot. So now Rabbi Yosef wants to teach Rava the midas of anova, to be humble. So right away he asked Rava, tell me pshan this posik. Omalei, so Rabbi Yosef said to Rava, like taste of a karach, like don't sit down, ad yamartali pirusha d'adenosa, until you should explain to me pshat in this posik. My dichsiv, what does the posik say? Umi midbar matona, umi matona nachliel, umi nachliya bomis. What does the posik mean from the midbar to matona, poshti the different places, is umi nachliya bomis, is omalei. So Rava answered back like this, Kivon shayisod mesatzmoi kemidbar. If a person makes himself like a desert, shomufka lakhol, that's open for everybody. Hefker is open. Midbar. Whoever wants to come into the desert can come in. As yemafka lakhol is Torah nitzla b'matona. Then you receive Torah, but Torah is a present. So the Ran and Tosfos both say shomufka lakhol means shei melame Torah lakhol. The person goes and teaches Torah to everybody. No matter who he is, you go and teach the person Torah. Then Hashem sees, like, you love the Torah so much that you go to teach it to anybody, then Hashem will give you the Torah, the Torah Samatana. Shenem the Pasuk says, Umi Midbar Matana. That if you zoicha to be like a Midbar, then you get a Matana. Now, V'chiva Shenitin Lo Matana, once Hashem gives you the Torah, the Torah Samatana present, is Nachlu Kel, then by such the present becomes part of you, it's like Yerusha, Hashem gave you a Yerusha, it's your inheritance now, now it's part of you. Shenem the Pasuk says, Umi Matana Nachlio. After you get a Baturus a present, then Nachlia becomes a Nachla by you. V'chiva and Shenochlo Kale, and soon you get a Nachla from Hashem, is Ola L'gdula, then you become a great person. Shenem and the Pasuk says, V'minachnia al-bamais, from Nachlia you go to high places. But you should know, V'migbiya atzma, if a person makes himself like a Bagaivinik, he's haughty, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu mashpiloi, Kodesh Baruch Hu puts you down. Shenem and the Pasuk hege. From Bama from high, you go straight down. For Loyoid, not only that, Elisha Shoikin, Oysa Mekarka, they mama smear you into the ground. They smear you down. Shinema, Finishkafa Pnei Hashimai. So if you're too much of a Bagaivinik, Hashem puts you down. But again, Vim Chazabai, if you do tshuva and you become a nonif again, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu Magbiyoi, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu again later will pick you up.